Hi, this is Jim O'Donnell from Search SAP and Search Manufacturing ERP. And I'm at the ERP Bootcamp sponsored by Panorama Consulting. And I have with me Eric Kimberling, Panorama founder. And we were discussing ERP implementation projects that have run into trouble and sometimes failed. And Eric, one concept you were discussing was that of the, what you called the canary in the coal mine, or indicators that can tell you if an ERP project is beginning to fail. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, it's to set the context is that most implementation failures don't happen overnight. So there's a lot of stress cracks that start to build up during the course of a project, and they start to snowball and get to the point where they're irreversible. So the key is to understand and recognize those stress cracks as they're forming so that you can go remediate them. And it's unrealistic to think that you won't see those risks because they will happen. It's just a matter of how you respond to them and how quickly you respond to them. So, for example, we've outlined in the session we just chatted through, we talked about 13 different warning signs that you want to watch for. And one example is if, for example, you don't have any end-user training planned prior to just before go-live. Usually companies think that they can't do any training until the system's been fully designed and tested. And that may be true from a pure transactional perspective, but there's a lot of training that needs to happen prior to that in order for employees to fully accept and understand the new processes and system. So there's a lot of process training work and communications and highlighting of changes to people's jobs that can happen earlier in training. So one thing to look at in this example, one of the 13 things that we highlight as a warning sign is if you don't have any kind of material training planned prior to go live or prior to just before go live, chances are your project's in trouble because you're going to not be properly addressing the organizational change or the people side of things. Other things you look for, just quick examples, if you don't have a contingency budget set aside to address all the unknowns, what that typically leads to is making poor decisions or cutting corners where you shouldn't be cutting corners, and that leads to further problems down the line. That's just one example. If you go in with a mentality that you just want to get the system up and running as quickly as possible, generally that's a warning sign too, because that generally points to the fact that you're probably making a series of decisions that are myopic and focused on the software rather than trying to figure out how to improve your processes and how to get your people to kind of move along with the change. So those are just a few of the examples, but in general, there's 13 of them that we've highlighted time and time again that are warning signs that the average layperson could look at and say, okay, we're failing in these two or three areas, and if we don't address these two or three areas out of the 13, chances are it's going to lead to some kind of problems later on if we don't fix it soon.
Now, these are signs that you can pick up on if you're sort of looking for them. Are there a way to build these into the project plan that you can, make sure you're looking for them, or some might be sort of a haphazard. Oh, we didn't have training or something like that. But is there a way you can build that into the project plan to look for these signs?
Yeah, I think a big way to do it, probably the best way, is to look at your project charter, and as you're defining your overall governance and your overall strategy for implementing, not the details of the project plan necessarily, but even before that, when you're defining the project charter, you want to define some of these philosophies and principles and guidelines that you want to operate the project from, and bake those guidelines and philosophies into the way you run the project, whether it's building out the project plan or how you execute the project plan. So starting as early as possible is the best way. If you're already in the middle of an implementation, it's a little bit harder to do. You can still do it, though. You can still kind of look at the general activities that you're going through as a project, your weekly or however often you're having status meetings or steering committee reviews. That's a good time to kind of look back and reflect on, are we hitting these points, or are there risks that we're exposing ourselves to?
Great. And I'm also interested in the area of sort of hidden things that people should be looking for. Maybe there's a couple, two or three things that people might not be thinking about, but are hidden costs or hidden challenges in an implementation that they should be on the lookout for.
I think the biggest one is the hidden cost of not getting people on board with the change, and that it's really hard to quantify. It's not something that's going to show up on your in your project budget or even in your P&L after you go live with the new system, but it's a very real cost. It can be very disruptive. So making sure that you have addressed all the organizational change and the training, communications type of things that need to happen with employees, it's going to cost you somewhere to not do it in the form of added implementation costs or lost business benefits later on. That's probably the biggest one. And then there's more tangible ones that are a little bit easier to predict or see, things like data conversion or hardware infrastructure upgrades, things that don't relate to the software vendor that you've acquired the software through, but they're still very real costs that maybe the vendor didn't advise you of, or it's just not in their scope to advise you of that. So there's a good way to think about it is anything that the vendor, the system integrator, isn't providing to you that still needs to get done, what's that cost and how can you plan for that?
Well, thanks very much, Eric. I appreciate taking a few minutes.
You bet. Thank you. Okay.